I watched this girl, trying to imagine what it would feel like to have a runaway life like this. Just parties and having sex with people at random. And I couldn't get over that Creed spent his summer writing in great detail about something that never happened at all. It was nuts. And this one time, he told me he wanted to visit my aunt, who's a psychic. I felt that he was trying to find yet another excuse to be with me, but I took him because I figured I could give my aunt the high sign or something. There have been times before when I was trying to ditch some guy, and my aunt would pretend to give him a reading and say that he shouldn't be with me. The woman of your dreams is waiting if you'll let go of this wrong relationship. It worked a couple of times, so I let her tell his fortune with the tarot deck. I figured halfway through I would kick her under the table and give her the eye. She just started reading the tarot cards, and before I knew it, she said, "I see death in the woods." She read "death in the woods" about 3 times and finally scared him so bad he wanted to leave. She laughed pretty hard. "Really?" I asked. "Was your aunt faking?" "I don't think so." The girl shrugged. "I never gave her a sign. I've been meaning to ask her, but it's not like the kid was a big part of my life or anything." She stopped herself from giggling, remembering the situation. "He did start to leave me alone more after that. In fact, he got kind of serious toward the end of summer. Serious and quiet. You know how he was always laughing and grinning and trying to get attention?" "Yes," we both chimed. "Who knows? Maybe he started to think about suicide at that point. I hope not, but..." She shrugged. "Pretty weird, huh?" We both nodded. It was weirder if the aunt hadn't been faking. "Can we ask your aunt if she was being serious?" I asked. "Sure." She stood up with another shrug, and I thought she was going to the phone. "Bring your brew. She lives over the garage." The garage was no neater than the house. It wasn't completely gross, but as we came up the stairs, I saw the type of mess that looked like nobody ever bothered to pick up anything. And the furniture was more used than the stuff in the house. "Aunt Vera, these are friends of Chris Creed's." The aunt was sitting in a big armchair, staring at Wheel of Fortune. She looked about 40 maybe, and was pretty heavy set. She was eating corn chips out of the bag and had an ashtray beside her with at least 50 butts in it. She didn't look at us. "Remember Chris Creed, Aunt Vera? That blonde kid I had in here in July? You kept reading something about death in the woods." With that, she looked at us. Looked me up and down, and then Allie up and down. She was chewing a big mouthful of corn chips. She nodded. "Aunt Vera, this is really important. You know how sometimes you're really seeing, and then sometimes I bring a guy in here that you know I don't like? And you'll, you know, mess with him?" The aunt started to smile, but turned her eyes back to Wheel of Fortune. Isabella laughed. "Come on, Aunt Vera, tell us the truth. That kid is missing, you know. He's missing, and he lives near a whole lot of woods.